CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The report is in Defense News, a major source of breaking news in the business of war. Headline, China may have surpassed U.S. in number of nuclear warheads on ICBMs. What is striking here is that Stratcom, goes the report, recently sent a classified determination to Congress pursuant to a clause in the Fiscal 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which requires congressional notification if China overtakes the U.S. in at least one of three components regarding its ICBM stockpile. Henry, you have depth of knowledge on this. Is this a surprise, and what is to be done if it is a fact?
Well, it is astonishing to actually deal with news that puts the number so clearly in focus that they have surpassed us in a very significant category. These are warheads on missiles that are designed to strike first. In fact, they're in vulnerable holes that almost encourage very early use, because if you don't, maybe we would knock them out. They're so vulnerable. So they're designed to go early, maybe even first. Of course, they say, well, we'd never go first. But boy, it's provocative basing. And now we learn, oh, they have slightly more warheads on theirs than we have on ours. So they're, you know, the question occurs, you know, are they going to be able to knock out our ability to go first and early? And I think the short answer is it's starting to look like that. And that is disturbing all the way down the line. What to do about it? Well, I think we spoke before about this. At a minimum, I think we need to start rethinking putting our most prized and modern Sentinel rockets into vulnerable silos, 400 of them. Maybe we have to reopen the question of do we need to make them mobile? Do they need to be camouflaged? This is a debate we had in the 80s. Well, we're back to the future again. At a minimum, that. And then, I mean, if you really want to, you know, get into it, the second thing you'd have to start thinking about is how much do we want to emphasize firing ourselves very early to limit the amount of harm a continued exchange would make. It could be that with the creation of some 300 plus silos in China and all the other targets, nuclear targets, that ship may be sailing, and we may not be able to be comforted by emphasizing our ability to limit damage. We may not be able to do it as well.
We have an additional report here that complicates the straightforward pace that Washington keeps at Christmas time. This is the Financial Times reporting in an interview with former senior colonel in China's People's Liberation Army. His name is Zhou Bo. He says that China is restraining Russia over the use of nuclear weapons, and that China's leverage is significant, and he puzzles why the Europeans go along with the U.S. hostility when a strong relationship with Europe is critical during this Ukraine war. Now, we have a word, chutzpah, in America. However, in this instance, it's not light of heart. He's sent to tell us this in some fashion. It would be a suspicion that China is critical restraining Russia. Do you believe it, Henry?
Well, unfortunately, it's plausible now. And for the very reason about what we just discussed, they are no longer a rump nuclear player. They are pushing their way into the peer competitor status, and therefore they can brag this way, and we have to ponder, well, is it so? The idea, however, that our security depends on being nice to China when China is not that nice to its neighbors or us should make heads spin.
The nuclear weapon talk is started again. Vladimir Putin mentioned it the other day with a champagne glass in his hand. And now we have this from the PLA. Henry Sokolsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Zaporizhia, according to the most recent report, is not secure. And right now, there is a report that the People's Liberation Army and the PRC have passed the U.S. with warheads on ICBM. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.